Some great video games have some not so great sequels. Come nerd out with us on the next Region Nerd Alert as we sift through the black sheeps of popular video game series and give our thoughts on some oddities. Region Nerd Alert, this Saturday at 7 p.m. right here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. And welcome, everyone.
Hello there.
Hello.
I am Jose, host of the show that you were listening to, which is on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
The show being
Region Nerd Alert. And how are you guys doing?
I'm
Jose. Right. You can catch this show streaming everywhere, including Spotify and iTunes and Apple Podcasts. Actually, before we get to NPR One, but we already went there, so NPR One app. I don't know if iTunes and Apple Podcasts separate entities, or is that like the same thing?
I use Spotify.
Yeah, I was going to say, I have no idea.
I also use Spotify.
I think they're separate.
Because one time I was telling someone about the show, they couldn't find it on iTunes, but they went on Apple Podcasts and looked it up. But then they said, oh, wait, it wasn't even connected to internet. So I still don't know.
I assume all podcasts are on Apple Podcasts, and then music is just iTunes. Mm.
So maybe disregard the iTunes. I don't know. We got to do some hardcore research. But anyway, this is Region Nerd Alert. I'm Jose, your host, and introduction to my left.
Ooh, it's Thick Boy, 3 C's, 3 I's. Instagram, Twitter, follow my photography at Singularity Photography. No Facebook because I actually disabled my Facebook.
Oh, congrats! Mm-hmm.
I will not say my
our usual phrase. We won't say that. But moving on.
Right.
Oh, Olatho on most platforms: Instagram, Olatho Von Allier, and then officially OVA on Twitter. Yeah, I do music and stuff.
Well, yeah, anyways, yeah, that's your thing. You do the intro and outro for the show, which are the same song, and it's a great song, and hopefully the next season of this will have a new song, hopefully, if this lasts that long. But anyways.
You never know.
To your left, the Miss Lovely.
Heather, I am Deli Hams with 2 S's on Instagram and 1 S on Twitter.
All right, there we go. And how have you been, Heather?
Busy. Okay. I decided to remodel my room.
Nice. How's that been going?
50% the way through.
So half?
Yes.
1/2?
Yes.
One over two. I feel the pain on that because I did the exact same thing.
You also went crazy the last few weeks of quarantine and decided to redo everything?
Yeah. I got a new desk and moved my bed, all that good jazz, and watched almost 60 movies in the past month and a half. So.
Didn't do 60 movies.
All right, so everyone's building stuff. I know Olatho is also building a PC.
Oh, I just got done building the PC. I need a operating system and a monitor.
Nice. I need to also build something. But anyways, sorry, my computer with all my notes decided to shut down. But anyways, let's go off the dome freestyle off the cuff.
All right. Ooh,
from the intro you heard today is about the black sheeps of video game series.
Pretty sure that was a goat.
Movie game series.
And we're not talking about the movie Black Sheep, which is a great movie, by the way.
Is that a movie?
It is a great movie. It is fantastic. Chris Farley and the guy who played... David Spade. There you go.
Oh, yeah. I love that movie.
Excellent movie.
I was going to say...
Not as good as Tommy Boy, but...
I do like Tommy Boy. But anyways, yeah, we're talking about that stuff. So, you know, there's a lot of opinions about that, you know, like, I love Lethal Weapon 1, 2, and 3, but I do not like Lethal Weapon 4. But we're going to take that and talk about video games as well. And then if we have time, you know, wrap around to movies and whatever. So, let me open it up real quick.
What is yours?
Mine?
Bring it.
Ooh, you're asking the guy that notes just failed? Let me think. but my first one I'd like to talk about that I know you want to talk about is Dark Souls 2. I heard there's a lot of stuff. Never played the series.
Ooh, you put the switch on me and you made it me.
Flip the deal back on you.
Right. Don't worry, I'll carry the load with you.
Yeah. But I heard Dark Souls 2 doesn't get a lot of love.
Of all of the Souls games, 2 is like the stepchild.
And the reason why I bring that up as well is because in this list, there's a lot of 2s that are under scrutiny. Like, oh man, Die Hard 2, Lost World,
Jurassic Park.
Oh yeah.
There's
I
Devil
like
May.
I like it because I don't see it that often.
Devil May Cry 2. Like, there's a bunch of twos we're gonna get to, as well. But anyways, yeah, let's start with Dark Souls 2. I guess tell me. Well, first tell me what the game is about a little bit, very tiny, and then tell me why it gets flack.
So it basically is almost, you know, not very special as far as, like, story goes. It's basically the same premise of kingdoms rise and fall and...
Cycles
and flames grow and die. So it doesn't, like, add too much as far as, like, new mechanics to the story, which is maybe why people don't like it that much. But another reason would be, like, it looks way different than the other games. The appearance is way almost lighter and more like posh. Would you say?
Yeah, it seems brighter.
It's like almost cartoony, but I like it.
Yeah, it does seem a little bit more cartoony. It's like I said, it seems brighter, like, and more vibrant compared to Dark Souls 1
mm-hmm.
and Demon Souls, where those were bleak.
Right.
Like you go into Demon Souls and Dark Souls, and you go to, like, the only bright spots in there would be Anor Londo, because Anor Londo is basically an allegory for heaven.
Right.
And
really sunny and golden.
Yeah, and almost every place in Dark Souls 2 kind of looks like that, except for maybe one or two spots. Like, those two spots seem gloomy.
The lighting itself is just, like, all around kind of better, I think, in Dark Souls 2.
Yeah.
And the quality is definitely, like, different, but like I said, it's like more unique and I like it.
I also think it has something to do with, like, the actual mechanics of the game.
Mm-hmm.
The mechanics, how the game plays and feels. Like, in Dark Souls 2, you have what are they called? Healing stones?
Oh, life gems?
Life gems, yeah. You have life gems.
I like that mechanic, though. It's, like, really nice to have an extra form of healing.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, a repetitive resource, too, because they're really cheap.
Yeah, it kind of changed up how the healing worked, though.
Right.
Like, not for the better or worse, but
it just gave you options.
Yeah, and there's... I watched 8 hours worth of a video of this guy breaking down everything wrong with Dark Souls 2, from mm-hmm. hitboxes to the lock-on system to the movement system. And the people that made Dark Souls 1 were making Bloodborne when Dark Souls 2 was being made.
Mm.
So it's not necessarily their B-team, but it feels like their B-team.
Gotcha.
So you're saying it's a little more difficult, maybe?
I wouldn't say difficult, personally.
It's gank-heavy. Which is another reason why people don't like it. Like,
now, when you say gank, do you mean like the characters in there, or like, is it like online?
No, the NPCs, you will be ganked by regular enemies in the game, and there are multiple gank bosses in the game.
So in Dark Souls 1 and Demon Souls, there'd be sections where you encounter multiple enemies at a time.
You're like walking into a trap.
Yeah, like you're walking into, like you said, a trap. And there'd be small pockets, but every other encounter, you're fighting one-on-one, maybe two-on-one. But in Dark Souls 2, you're often fighting 4, 5, 6 guys at a time.
Or you're walking up and you're like, oh, there's a really large and massive enemy in front of me. Let me turn tail and run away. And you're in this narrow corridor. Oh, there's 5 enemies running up on me. I have nowhere to go.
So would you guys agree with, like, sort of the flack that it gets, or do you actually like Dark Souls 2?
It is unfair at many times in the game, but I'm a masochist and I love it, and I love the story. That's what keeps me coming back to Dark Souls 2. And it's also, like I said, it's kind of like that lost world where I played hundreds of hours of Dark Souls 1, and I've played many, many hours of Dark Souls 3, and then I just got Dark Souls 2 back recently. And I've been diving into it pretty hard. I'm like, man, I actually miss this.
And I can't.
You don't like it?
I can't play it. It's like League of Legends. Like, I like what League of Legends is, like, as far as, like, the characters, the art style, the character design, just the fact that everybody has their own strengths and weaknesses and all that other stuff. But the game itself is not enjoyable for me to play. So I can't justify playing a game that I just don't like the feeling of playing.
I understand. Mm-hmm. Have you played Dark Souls 2?
I can't play those games.
You just don't like it?
I've only played Bloodborne, and that was almost to the final boss. I didn't have anybody to like help me complete the final boss with, so I never beat the final boss.
Like the final boss or like the final boss?
The final boss. The thing in the moon coming down to smack me silly.
See, I wish I would have unlocked that, but I played it like wrong, and I'm like, I want to
unlock it. Yeah, it's... That's, I mean, that's one thing you got to give the games, though. Like, they're convoluted, but, I don't know, you would need help to get that boss. Like, you're never going to figure out that you need to do what you need to do to get that boss without somebody helping you.
Yep. Right. I had a person helping me who's already played it and beat it, so we were running to get through it with, like, two other people. It was, like, me and two of my friends running through it. Oh. And we just stopped playing one day because other games came out.
Mm-hmm.
So we just had to, like, go back and, like, remember how to play. Which is hard, and then try to beat the boss.
I see. Well, another video game that's a 2 that I'd like to bring up is Devil May Cry 2. Now, have you guys are familiar with that at all?
I have little to no experience with this game.
With this game?
Been a long
all I know is that Devil May Cry, the original series, is a mess to understand in general.
Yeah, it's sort of convoluted, like, I guess in timeline-wise, like story-wise, not so much, but like... It goes, okay, the third one is first chronologically.
Yes.
And then it goes 1, and then 2 is like the final act.
Yes.
And I have not played 5 yet, which I think just came out, but I'm not sure if that comes before or after.
That comes after 4.
After 4. And 4 comes between 1 and 2, right?
No.
No?
That's after... So you said 2 was like the last one out of that 3, right? So that comes after 2. So it goes 3,
4 comes after
1, 2, 4, 5.
Wow, I did not know 4 came after 2.
At least I'm assuming 4 comes after 2 because 5 is old Dante and old Nero.
Mathematicians are like, 4 doesn't come after 2.
the timeline's convoluted.
Listen, I have a whole thing with Devil May Cry, actually.
First I'll say...
Go ahead with yours.
I was like, first I'll say this. Devil May Cry 2... And to me, it's like one of those good gems. Like, it's different from the series.
Mm-hmm.
I can respect them for being different. Story-wise and artistic-wise, I really like the darker side. I mean, a whole game series about devils you'd think would all be dark, but it's sort of like, hey, look at me. I'm Dante. I'm doing cool stuff. But Devil May Cry 2, it still has some of that over-the-top action, but a lot of it, it's like sort of darker because it's, you know, rounding out the series until, you know, 4 came out.
I was going to say, wasn't it like the big issue with that? Like, this is, like, I'm going off pure memory here, but wasn't that one of the issues with that game is like everybody didn't like that they did Dante like that?
That, I think, and also gameplay was a little bit slower from what I remember. Like, after Devil May Cry 1... It came out for the PS2?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 1, 2, 3 were PlayStation 2.
Like, it was like, you know, action pace. It was like arcade style, like superb, triple superb or whatever. And they still had that in Devil May Cry 2, but it was a little more slower paced. So that's why in the third one, like, everything was like off the wall, jumping off of...
Hyper,
right, like hyper fighting sort of style. But personally, I like Devil May Cry 2. And my little story with it is I was at a friend's house, and it's a 2-disc, like not part 1, part 2, but 1 disc you're playing as Dante and the other one as a female character. And I put in the wrong disc, and so I played this female character, like, okay, when am I going to see Dante? Never seen Dante, beat it. I'm like... turns out that it was a 2nd disc, and I was like, oh, well,
there you go. So you Metal Gear 2'd yourself is what I'm hearing.
Basically, yeah.
You switched protagonists.
I was like,
with no prior knowledge.
There's no, absolutely no prior knowledge. I was like,
Where's Dante?
When am I going to unlock Dante? This reveal better be real good.
No reveal comes.
No reveal.
3 hours later.
Where's Dante?
This reveal better be real good. Dude, like, for real. But, Heather, you said you had some stuff about
it. So, it's not Devil May Cry 2. It's actually the reboot, the DMC Devil May Cry.
So, now that's not, like, canon with the original story, right?
No. It's like its own... was their attempt to actually reboot the whole thing. and to actually give Devil May Cry like an actual like understanding like story, because Devil May Cry is a mess, 100%. Like 3, 1, 2. Why do I have to? Why?
Right. It, yeah. 3, I think, came out as the prequel, and then we thought it was over after 2, and then 4.
No, nope. four was on 360 and PS3, and then 5 came out here. And 5 introduced a new character. I haven't beaten
V.
V.
I love V.
I haven't played
I
5.
I love how V controls and plays.
I haven't played it yet. I bought it. Haven't played
can
it.
Can you play as Virgil as well?
Or? Oh, Virgil. Not is it Virgil or
Nero? No, it's just V.
Oh, is that?
Yeah, it's a separate character.
Oh, okay.
V is, so instead of playing like, instead of like Nero and Dante being like up in your face, like, you know, guns and swords blazing, V, you actually are away from the fight and you're controlling a bird and a panther. They're doing the fighting for you while you're actively like not trying to get hit. And it's like I played it and I was like, man, this is kind of weird. And then it just clicked with me. I'm like, oh, this makes perfect sense. I never want to play as the other two again, ever, period. V is the best boy. Like, it was so cool.
So it's separate from Virgil and...
V's completely different. Yeah.
Huh, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I definitely have to play it.
But DMC.
Yeah, DMC.
So when DMC was first introduced, the internet got angry because he was an edge... What was he, an edgelord? Yeah.
He was like a tsundere.
It was back when they were like...
He had short hair.
Yeah, he had black short hair, not his trademark white hair.
He reminded me of Force Awakens' character, which reminded me of young Anakin from Star Wars. Mm. Like, you know, remember the Force Awakens character with the buzz cut? And he's kind of angry looking.
Yep. Oh, Starkiller?
Yeah, Starkiller.
Oh, I didn't play that one.
Yeah.
And what else happened? Oh, they got angry because he was like, I guess, a young adult, and not a full adult, and like didn't have like his powers and abilities. Like, no, this is like a prequel to like what's gonna lead up
to everything.
Yeah, and actually, I played it, and it was a pretty solid game.
Yeah, the game was great.
Yeah, like game was like really good. Like I love like there was a sequence actually where you're sliding down like a thing, and they wrote on the walls like curse words as you're sliding down, and like cursing at him, like blank blank Dante and all that. It's like, this is great. I love this.
I love curse words.
I can't say them.
My favorite curses.
Yeah, I'm just saying like curse words.
The boss fights were unreal in that game.
Yes, they were really good.
I played the demo for it, and like the first one was like some bug thing, but I remember really enjoying like. I think I'm going to get this game.
Yeah, it's got a very, It's Alive. Is that the movie where you put on the glasses? It Lives?
Jaws 3?
No, yeah. It's
Dead Alive?
Not Dead Alive.
I don't know.
Dead or Alive?
It's whatever. I can't remember it right now, but it's some real famous horror movie. You put on glasses and you see like the real world and it's everything like consumerism. This.
Yeah.
DMC is 100% that.
Yeah, and it's really good, like, because of, like, that's how they portrayed, like the bad, like, the demons and all that. That's where they were. And it's like, oh, if they're going to do it like this, if this is how they're rebooting it, words, this is perfect. Like, this is a good way to go with DMC.
So
and,
you like
rebooting
DMC?
It. Oh, yeah.
Are there any plans to make, like, a sequel from that? Or?
No.
No? Did it not do well? Did it tank?
It didn't do well, I'm assuming, because I haven't really looked up the numbers and all that. And because people just got angry, they didn't like. They did the thing that gamers, the capital G, usually do.
Trademark.
They like to make sure that nobody like pile onto it. Make sure nobody like buys it. Like they refuse to get like even try it. Like demos are free. Like you're literally not paying any money.
Yeah,
try the demo. But they, because they're stuck in their ways, they refuse to try different things.
See, that's why sometimes, like, when it comes to those sort of games, or even, like, in movies, like, I like experiencing it before I join, like, oh, yeah, Nickelback sucks. You know what I mean? Like,
Nickelback sucks.
Like, let
you
me listen
give
to
me
the
a
movie.
Brochure before.
Yeah, let me give me a brochure. Behind this. Look at this.
Wait, did you say Nickelback?
Nickelback, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, we moved past that. It's Trapped now.
Oh, it is
trapped.
Trapped
now.
I remember
that. We've unchained.
We've redacted it. Nickelback is no longer that band.
Yeah, no, they've been stricken from the records. It's now Trapped.
people are probably like, how is, Trapped is the new Nickelback? What does that even mean?
Yeah.
I haven't heard from either of these bands in so long.
Anyways.
But speaking of the same spirit of DMC, I wonder if you guys remember the Prince of Persia game.
The reboot.
Dude, I was literally going to ask you if there was any oddballs in Prince of Persia since you played through every one of them.
Okay, I loved Sands of Time. Mm-hmm. I loved Warrior Within. Warrior Within is how my whole personality today. Like, play War.
You're just climbing things with, like...
I'm like, dude.
It's like Jose in Prince of Persia, Warrior Within.
Dude, wall riding... Freaking Godsmack, like it had everything. Like, that is me. That is me to a T.
So I see you wall ride and also play Godsmack while you're wall riding.
I stand alone.
But anyways, Prince of Persia, the oddball. Sands of Time, great. Warrior Within, my entire childhood. What was it? The two thrones, I think? Or it was like the duality where you... turn into like the Dark Prince and you're.
I think it was an hourglass, right? Was that part of that one?
There's an hourglass, yeah, but.
In one of them, there's an hourglass going on.
It meshes, but it. it's, for those of you who are like, don't know what Prince of Persia is, if you've played Assassin's Creed, it's basically Assassin's Creed before Assassin's
it's
Creed.
Assassin's the beta Creed of Assassin's Creed. Grandfather.
Right, yeah. Right.
It's Assassin's Creed Grandfather.
But after, you know, after three, you know, they were. Sort of feeling frisky, and they released Prince of Persia, like, standalone, like, Prince mm-hmm. of Persia. And completely new character, completely new look. And honestly, the art style reminded me of DMC. Like, it was very, like, out there, and, like, it was, like, whip-whap, you know, and things around the wall. It's very artistic looking. And it got no traction, and it bombed. But personally, I played it. It was so fun because it was less about fighting, which is why a lot of people didn't like it. And that's a lot of people don't like when you take away something, you know.
Was it more parkour?
It was more parkour heavy. Even the fights, like there was very little fight. Like the only fights were like mini bosses, to be honest. And you can swing your sword and whatever. But yeah, it got a lot of flack. But I haven't played it in so long, and I'm hoping I didn't Mandela effect. I'm glad you guys remember this as well.
No.
I didn't dream it.
Yeah, I never got into the Prince of Persia series. Like, I played them, but they just weren't for me. I distinctly remember, I don't know which one it is, but I distinctly remember people hating the one that got, like, super goth dark and had, like, that goth chick in the first, like, 5 minutes of the game. Where
Warrior
was just,
Within.
Was that it?
Yeah.
she's, like, wearing next to nothing, and it's just super slow-mo over her butt as she's walking, like, yeah, that's some delicious PS2 graphics there.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet polygon.
As you hear those that, triangles.
Like, as that distortion.
Oh, yeah. That's the new metal.
It's so great. Oh, I love it.
You know, probably that didn't do as well because I think that's when around the first Assassin's Creed came out.
Yeah.
When it got rebooted.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's why, like, they were still, like, testing the waters. And then they had the one where I didn't play, where the movie came out and bombed. And then they try to make another, like, a game off
Jake
the
Gyllenhaal?
Movie.
Jake
I think Gyllenhaal? It was called The Forgotten Sands. And, oh.
Oh, was it forgotten?
Oh, man. It's like.
I remember that because the cover was actually Jake Gyllenhaal on it.
Mm. They're going to. They remember
my GameStop days.
They were like. I can see him. Prince of Persia just got picked up by Disney. Oh, we're going to have that. Then we're going to have this new game coming following the success of the movie.
Disney,
movie
Persia.
Bombed. Oh, no, the game. Intense bomb. Like,
God, dude.
To be fair,
Tron
it was
bomb.
Like one of those very last movie tie-in games because there's not a lot of those anymore. So it was like one of like the dying breed of movie tie-in games.
The last bit
now
of
there's
cash
just movie tie-in apps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apps?
Yeah, movie tie-in apps. That they're for the phone.
Oh, like Angry Birds the movie?
Yeah, you just get apps for your phone now instead of, you know, actual
I'm still
games.
Waiting for one of our listeners to send me a copy of the Nintendo DS. What are those things called? You rip it and then it flies up. It's a fairy flyer or something like that.
I have no idea.
Fairy dancers or
Sky Dancers?
Sky Dancers for DS. Send me it now. P.O. Box. Let's
is
go.
It? A DS game.
I don't know, but I want
I had those as a kid. Why is there a DS game?
I want to play it. I've been craving it.
What do you do?
Sky Dancers, DS, let's go.
I just imagine, like, you put the Skydancer where the cartridge should go, and you rip it out, but it also rips out the cartridge.
And then you just madly thumb a circle
None
on the
D-pad.
Exactly.
You rip it out, you rip the DS in half.
Horribly rub a circle on the D-pad.
But anyways, speaking of Skydancers.
Where are we going?
You're going to Dunkaroos? No.
Once you go up, Dunkaroos. What do you got to do?
You got to come down.
You got to fall out full 76.
Oh, nice. Oh, that was
a nice segue.
So we all know Fallout 76.
Sandpaper
dog. Fallout 76 got lot of flack.
I'm going to give you some more flack right now.
All right. So first of all, tell me about the series. Like what the Fallout series, what was it before that?
The Fallout had a Fallout. With its fans, let me tell you.
So Fallout was
sort of like a Skyrim type exploratory.
Before that,
Skyrim.
Before that, so Fallout was originally like a old school Diablo, top down view. You go and you could pretty much solve every problem in Fallout without firing a single bullet. In fact, most of the time that was preferable because it was meant to be like a violent as like a last option thing. That was Fallout 1 and 2. Fallout 3 came around. That's when they switched over to the first person perspective and it became more action oriented.
I love that game.
Fallout 3 is great. Fallout New Vegas, that's my favorite.
That's a good one.
That is a great one.
I need to
play
that.
Was that PS3, PS4?
No, PS3.
PS3 and PC and Xbox 360.
Yeah.
I got to play New Vegas.
New Vegas. That one goes back to the roots of like you can play that entire game without firing a single bullet.
Mm-hmm.
Fallout
intelligence and speech are key.
Yeah, Fallout 4 came around and it took away a lot of the okay, you don't have to kill things to solve this problem. Like most of the game was okay, you're going to go here and you're going to shoot this, and then we get to Fallout 76.
Completely skipping 5.
Yeah.
Going straight to 7-6.
Yeah. Fallout 76 was an online multiplayer of Fallout 4. And
Wait, so it was a straight multiplayer?
Straight online.
It's basically an MMO.
Yeah, it's an MMO. But they wanted it to be... There's no NPCs in the game.
I heard that was
before like this big patch, the Wastelanders update...
In 2020, right? I read that a 2020 patch fixed a lot of that, including bringing some NPCs.
Yeah,
is another subject I want to get into after this.
They wanted people to be NPCs, but nobody wants to be an NPC. Like, you can't really like do anything in that game being an NPC. You can't be a merchant or you.
I
can't
love
be...
clocking into Fallout 76 and posting up at my store
exactly.
for 5 hours.
To be fair, like
exactly,
there are some MMOs where you can do that, but
this ain't one of them.
Not one of them. Definitely not.
I would
one
think
of them.
It wouldn't be like as big to do. I feel like you have to have a big game in order to do
Final
that.
Final Fantasy Online. You could totally do that. Trust
yeah,
me.
Yeah. Like talking to John
that's
and stuff.
That's my goal.
Like,
is just to be a shopkeeper.
Yeah, I'm leveling up my crafters and gatherers right now. So
that's what I honestly. That's what I want to do. Like I've been watching a lot of MMO fantasy anime, and I really want to like be a cook or a shopkeeper, seller of goods.
Dude, you need to run a bakery.
Dude.
You can. You can be a culinarian, and you can have your little shop as your house and then have people come in.
There you go.
Yes, I want to do
that. But not in Fallout 76.
No.
Oh, no.
Bless you.
Excuse me. Thank you. Sorry.
Oh, no.
That's
been the show.
I was going to say I'm going to sneeze, but I couldn't get it.
Couldn't even do it.
But, anyway.
Mike's dying. Hold on. Give him a second. Give him a second. He's got to get it out.
Anyways.
There you go.
Yeah, so... Fallout 76 came out, and literally from day one, it's been a dumpster fire.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, the game's been an absolute dumpster fire.
I heard, people were nuking people left and right.
Yeah, so just to name a couple bugs, a guy, Joseph Anderson, has a video out.
First last name in him. Is he famous?
No, that's his YouTube channel, Joseph Anderson.
Oh, Joseph
Anderson. Yeah. He made a video of all the bugs that he found, and it's 2.5 hours long.
Oh, my
what?
Gosh.
The video is 2.5 hours long of all the bugs that he found. Just to name a couple, characters are stuck in the T-pose.
That's the greatest one, though, to be honest.
Bug.
T-pose and them people?
I remember playing playing Red Dead Redemption 2 when it first came out, and I got cut into this cutscene. Camera changed, went to Arthur. Camera changed, went back to the guy I was talking to. T-pose in front of a bar. I was dead.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, just characters stuck in T-pose. This black void that just ate the entire map, and you just fall through it. If you set off more than two nukes at a time, the game, the servers crashed.
Jeez.
At the roll around of the new year, the nukes just stopped working. It was
Y2K and Fallout 76.
Seriously, like it's.
I love the game's
absolute dumpster fire.
I love the idea behind like people actually being NPCs. Like if someone were to come to my turf. And like, so what's the story of your land? And then I'd have to verbally say, well, I found a bunch of trash for like hours in this wasteland, and this is the story from here. And to have it like a firsthand account from an actual player.
You're talking about RPing.
Is a
peeing?
Role-playing, yeah. You're talking about role-playing in a MMO.
Well, role-playing, but in a sense, like, just me telling, like say if like we're both in the game, Sky's like, oh, what did you find over here? And me, like, I could be in character, yeah. But, like, just me, I literally just, oh, yeah, I found some of these files, and this is what they said.
See, that's what they wanted, but you can't, they basically modded Fallout 4 to run multiplayer because it's in the exact same engine, and that engine is falling apart. Mm. Like, it is so bad.
Yeah, well, it also has the traditional Bethesda glitches and bugs that they just don't fix. Like, you go back to Oblivion, and there's some Bethesda bugs that are still not fixed.
They made a patch for Fallout 76 that brought old bugs from Fallout 4 back into the game.
Wow.
By popular demand.
Seriously.
Let me bring you back.
I remember,
bring back
I remember
some
playing
and
Fallout
goldies.
4.
Remember that horse glitch?
I remember I played Fallout 4, and I walked past this billboard, and the billboard kept going with me. And I looked back at the billboard, and it just extended.
Oh, that's
more
fourth
and more.
Dimension.
And then I looked forward, and the billboard just kept going. I'm like,
that's fourth dimension.
What happened here?
The peripheral Snaky. Guy running
walking,
in your...
Walking down the road, and there's a bridge that's supposed to be knocked out with cars on top of it. Yeah. It was just the cars floating. No bridge. The asset just didn't load, and I'm like...
You know, people complain a lot about like game companies like Rockstar having some bugs. I mean, it's Grand Theft Auto. It's a massively open world thing. And they complain about Bungie having bugs. But nothing tops Bethesda bugs because those things just don't get fixed. They stay broken. Like, Rockstar will fix them if they're like truly game breaking.
And they're like goofy.
Yeah. And they're in, or they'll keep some of them if they're like really dumb, like, oh, that's actually pretty funny. We're going to do this, but we're going to make it on purpose so that you'll see it and not just like once. And Bungie, like, oh crap, this is really broken. We're actually taking out this item and we'll fix this. Don't worry. Bethesda is like, yeah, sometimes you'll just
let
sink
the people in. Have it.
But that's just like, yeah, they'll just sink on the floor sometimes just walking, and then you'll just fall into oblivion for the rest of the game. And
it'll be fine.
You'll come back. You'll snapshot up for
you
some reason.
Off playing Fallout 4, but by the end of this, you'll be playing Oblivion.
Wake up in the Skyrim intro.
Oh, my God.
Sink to the ground and fall at 76, wake up on the wagon going into town.
It's just every game Bethesda's ever made in one.
Goes back to Skyrim.
That's the ultimate Bethesda glitch. It's unlocking waking all up. Previous Bethesda games.
Ah. Oh, man. Oh,
but that's sort of a topic I wanted to kind of brush on was once these games are out, and it's getting the heavy, heavy criticism, and they do go back and fix them, but it sort of falls like on deaf ears because it's already happened, and the sales have already been dampened, you know? Like, do you think, do you appreciate that they go back and fix them because of the people who complain? Or is it sort of like, all right, I'm just completely done with the game?
Go ahead.
It was a great experience to be able to go in No Man's Sky and actually see you in person and mine. Hardly play the game now, like,
I love
it. Was still
Guys,
a great experience.
I have the game now.
Can we all get on it soon?
Yeah.
Yes, because I want to see what's at the center of the universe.
Mike, it's probably like 2 pence right now.
Just 2 pence!
Get No Man's Sky.
It's literally
Yeah, it
two
was
pence.
On sale, and I was like, I cannot not pull the trigger.
I've been looking at it for a minute.
It's actually
honestly,
really fun.
I would... play that like way over Minecraft, I think.
And then
oh, definitely.
I got stuck on an acidic planet and died, so I had to stop.
Man, naming planets and then the off chance someone actually gets to that planet and they have to see a big butt. Big butt. Seven.
Mine's gonna be Chungus.
Chungus.
But yeah, I appreciate them going back and because, like I said, I love the idea of No Man's Sky. Mm-hmm. It excited me so much. When I found out I couldn't find my friends, like, it was a letdown. But as a one-player game, I still enjoyed it. But then when they went back and fixed it, it was even greater to, like, explore space with
and
my
friends.
And
now we got, like, our big ship fleets
and stuff. The freighters
and stuff. The freighters.
It's
yeah,
so
it's really
fun,
awesome.
like seeing different ships and blueprints and stuff.
I feel like a big space tycoon.
No, that's a game. That space tycoon.
From the makers of Roller Coaster Tycoon, we're bringing you Space Tycoon.
Isn't that just Kerbal Space Program?
Yes.
What is that?
I said, isn't that just Kerbal Space Program?
What is that?
I never heard
of it. Oh, Kerbal. It's a game that you just build a rocket and you have to go to space.
Damn. Hyper difficult.
Yeah, it's like super realistic. Like you have to take like all sorts of physics
so
and stuff
difficult
into account.
That actual scientists want and use it.
Really?
Yeah.
Sort of like Pikmin then.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah, sure.
Building the spaceship. Anyways, so now that we've gone to Fallout 76, I don't have a clever, you know.
Segue
to that. But let's talk briefly about Silent Hill. Like,
I know it's one of your favorite series.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. You know, not a lot of people like it, but you know what? Let's talk about it for a little bit. Silent Hill 1 through 3.
How would you rate them?
It's the great. Thank you. But Silent Hill 1 through 3, like, it's the power trilogy. They love it, you know. Well, not too much about 3. 3 sometimes it gets flack for being really cheesy, but gameplay and everything else, it's unarguably really good. I kind of like the cheese, to be honest. Spoiler alert, this has nothing to do with context. The very last line of that game. You know, blondes have more fun.
Is that seriously the last line?
Silent Hill, which is about resurrection of God and the Antichrist, the last line of that is, blondes have more fun. Cheesy.
Wow.
Yeah. Really? Unless you get the dog ending and then you get zapped up by little woofers. But anyways, Silent Hill 4. It's after the trilogy, obviously.
The Room, right?
The Room. It gets a lot of flack for a lot of different reasons. It's honestly, I don't
like the aesthetic of it, right?
Right. I'll tell you the flack of it. In Silent Hill 4, a lot of people say it's repetitive, and to a certain extent, I'll agree. Because once you go through like a certain number of levels, you go back through them, and I'm not a big fan of when video games do that. Like when
just
you
forcible retracing of steps.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. And this one it sort of makes sense because. Like you're going back to different like time periods of the specific room, and then you meet. It sort of turns into like a rescue mission, sort of the girl. I forgot her name. It's been a while since I played it, but yeah,
what's the guy's name Wallace or something.
Something like that, but the story, Keith? the way that it ties in with all the other three is like. Super cool because
it actually does tie into the original trilogy. Oh.
Yeah, because it's about this killer who, in like notes from like the old Silent Hills, like the hospitals and the school, you know, like you sort of read this like mini story about like this one killer. Forgot his name, but basically like through all the different ones, you read about him, and then this one is actually about that small like B story killer. And I honestly really appreciate the game. And the gameplay is really cool, too, because you have to, like, exercise your room. And there's a lot of story elements and gameplay aspects that they added. It's in my opinion, it's definitely the creepiest out of all the Silent Hills because they got, like, the baby face one with the big hands. And the dogs are way more graphic and... There's a lot of J-horror elements to it.
The little bit that I know about Silent Hill, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, like the ghost in that. Like you're mm-hmm. trying to exorcise the ghost. But there's a lot of J-horror elements.
Walter,
that's what it is. But yeah, Walter, you can read about him in all the Silent Hills. But yeah, like the ghost, like there's have like the, you know, the ring, the grudge girl. Yeah. And they sort of come at you sort of glitchy. And it fits the time because I think...
They're not boxing you yet?
Oh, gosh. But yeah, I think it fits the time because those movies were coming out. So they sort of like, all right, what other J-horror aspects can we build upon? But yep, I personally like Silent Hill 4. Anything after that, it's been kind of trash. Silent Hill Downpour, where you're the convict.
Is that the one where the game like changes its enemies depending on like the answers you give at certain points?
No, that one is the one for the Wii. I think it's Shattered Memories. And
the running simulator?
Oh, gosh, yes. Oh, Shattered Memories. So I like it. It's really cool, like thinking like, warning, this game psychologically analyzes you and pits you against your greatest fears and horrors, so be warned that this game might freak you out too much and be too realistic. Apparently, when in the game, they ask you questions, and one of the questions has to do with, like, not necessarily cheating, but like, oh, have you ever lustfully looked at another woman while you were in a relationship and then hit yes? The whole game, they pin you as some like, wow, nice buddy, babe. And like, ugh. Like, what does yeah. that have to do
you're
with
a big sleaze?
You're a big sleaze ball. And it's like, well, dang, I kind of want to see this whole story without my character being a sleaze ball. but yeah, the fighting in that is basically a running simulator. Mm. Yeah, Silent Hill 4, decent game. Which brings me to my other S-worded game that has...
Star Wars.
Yeah, Star Wars. Star Wars Battlefront, to be exact.
One or two.
That's the thing.
Or the original.
Mm. We don't talk anything bad about the originals.
The originals, fantastic. Battlefront 2, no flack at all. Like, I'm sure there's some
OG Battlefronts 1 and 2.
But
play them forever.
New Star Wars Battlefront.
Oh, okay.
There's some bad things, you know.
Some hot garbage.
Yeah. This
is legislation hot garbage.
When it comes to EA and stuff, you guys want to fill me in on that?
Am I the only one that knows about this stuff? Think so.
Microtransactions.
Yeah.
But they removed those all.
They did. But they did,
this goes into our conversation of, is it too little too late or is it too much too late?
Because it was definitely kind of pay to play at the beginning,
well,
you know.
It was
pay to play and pay to win points.
Yeah.
It's free right now for PlayStation Plus members as of this week.
I'm getting
And that's
it.
Me getting it.
I don't think I'm going to get
and
it.
And that's June. It's free. They're going to take nothing. I'm going to download it just to see.
I'm going
to
download it. Because honestly, like when I played the game in the demo, I liked it. I really
liked
it.
It's a fun game. I just hate being nickeled and dimed.
Oh, yeah. Right. Play a game. Exactly. That's why that was my biggest gripe. Yeah. And now that they fixed it and it's free now, I'm like.
Skins is one thing, but when you give in-game advantages to people for having paid money,
that's
where I turn away.
You get like turret upgrades and like actual characters you can buy.
Get higher defense with these special cards you can unlock. So he just has 10 times 10 defense.
Because
he has 10 times 10 money.
They actually, somebody did the math, and before the microtransactions were taken out, it would take you 60 hours of gameplay to unlock one of the characters.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Or you can pay X amount to just unlock them straight up. And it was so bad to the point where other countries' legislations were getting involved. Like, okay, this is just straight up gambling now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So now this game was like the tipping point of like governments and everything looking at these games, microtransactions, and going, okay, are these gambling? Like, this is essentially gambling that you're marketing towards kids. And they get around it because...
Directly marketing towards
kids. Yeah, they're getting around it because you're not getting monetary value out of it. Like, it's not gambling because you put in $5 and you're not getting $5 and your money back. Yeah, you're not getting... They're like, okay... You're paying $5 to get $5 worth of this currency that you're putting into the game.
Oh, that's how.
That's the workaround.
That's shady.
But they're still using gambling tactics. In fact, there is the newest NBA 2K actually put up a straight slot machine in their game
that uses real money.
You pay money to use a legitimate slot machine.
I don't think it's just a straight dollar amount though, right? Like you pay $5 to get like 100 $5 in game, and then you put bucks. That. Yeah, because if they made it to where you just put $5 in, you got $5 in the game to put towards a slot machine. Mm-hmm. You would that is straight gambling.
Yeah, no, it's like something. What are points they use that those sports game uses?
I don't. I'm just gonna say donuts.
What's the Final Fantasy?
Yeah,
Simpsons
point. Basketball points.
What's the Final Fantasy Gil? Currency?
Oh, Gil. I was thinking of like Mooney. That's like
money is a.
Kingdom Hearts. Just with a U.
Yeah, it's just they get by with it on just the smallest technicality.
Yeah, wow. They find those little loopholes.
Yeah,
and that was one of the ones. You're right.
Man, if I can have gambling and video games geared towards kids, I can have strawberry and peach flavored cigarettes.
There you go.
Which are illegal in the U.S., but in Japan, big hit with the kids.
Ah.
But anyways, something else I want to bring up. Sonic. You guys know Sonic? The blue hedgehog?
Oh, the one that eats chili dogs?
No, who's
Sonic?
Yeah,
the one that got reworked.
What?
Who's Sonic? Sonic eats chili dogs.
Does he?
Yes, that's his thing.
I did not know that.
What's Sonic?
What's Sonic?
What is a Sonic?
So first off, I want to say the original Sonic games are great. Sonic and Knuckles, Sonic and Tails. Love
Sonic
them.
Adventures 2 Battle.
And then the next gen, I love Sonic Adventure 2 Battle. Like, oh, I love the soundtrack. That's another childhood game that's my whole personality, taking care of little child.
I see. You're also Shadow the Hedgehog and Prince of Persia.
Even though I will say the Shadow the Hedgehog game was really bad. And also, they just made them carry around guns. Like straight up, like, pistols and AKs and stuff.
Sonic with a gun, don't you know?
That's what it is. Like, oh, I'm going to headbutt you and spin real fast. Hey. No, I'm going to spin this trigger.
That game was so bad it was good.
Honestly, the replay value is pretty high because you could just pick it up and just...
If I remember correctly, on the first mission where you have to destroy those blue blob things, you're supposed to destroy like 38 of them or something to get like one of the endings to that level.
Mm.
The 38th one never spawns.
Oh,
it never spawns.
Oh, that's a smack.
No. Yeah.
So it's impossible to get that ending.
Oh my god. Worst
and that was before
ever.
Online patches, so there's no way they could have patched that.
Nope.
Never spawned. Wow.
Who forgot the 38th blob?
But
38 blobs like through
this
the floor.
This guy spent like 2 hours looking for him and he's like, it's not there.
But anyways, the new Sonic games, like there's a space of time where Sonic was really bad and Sonic Adventure Battle 2 was great. But after that, you know, you had, I think that was either during the time, when was Dreamcast? Like, remember those? Like
that was early Sonics? 2000s, I think.
Yeah, I think that came a little bit before because it did come before because there was Sonic Adventure Battle. And then there was Sonic Adventure, and then Sonic Adventure Battle 2.
Sonic Adventure 2 Battle.
And then Sonic Adventure 2 Battle, and then the 3 Battle 2 Sonic.
3 Battle?
And then Adventure, Sonic Adventure.
2 Sonic Too Fast.
2 Sonic Too Fast. 2 Furious.
I think so.
Came out in 1999.
Oh, there you go. We're old. But, I was looking at the newer ones, and the newer ones are starting to pick up the pace. Like, it looks really good. The graphics, the gameplay... And even the story has been getting a lot of good stuff. So I don't know if Sonic is ready to be.
I want you
redug
to
out that
look
grave.
At Sonic Rise of Lyric and tell me that's a good game.
Rise of What is that one?
It's like another Sonic game. It's another Sonic game. It's just. Isn't that the one where they redesigned Sonic to where he's like 6 feet tall now? He's all
so
lanky.
That was the time with
the show too?
Nickelodeon show. And the show is actually supposed to be really good because it does like stupid things.
I heard it acknowledges like
a lot of the stuff. Yeah. It does like a lot of like it acknowledges a lot of problems and all that regarding Sonic. Mm-hmm. But
is that the one where he's got the really big single eye?
Yeah, no, it's that was the movie, wasn't it? No, that was
the movie. Oh, the movie was
it's
really
only
movie.
Like separated by the widow's peak of his hair.
There is no way to reimagine a blue hedgehog and not look stupid unless it's the original blue hedgehog.
That's the one with they had like the wraps and all that, and they were like really tall, like Mike said.
Tall and link. I'll show you a picture.
The 2006 Sonic, which is like the most infamously
I heard that's
bad.
The worst,
oh,
yeah.
That one,
that,
yeah.
If I remember correctly, that's the one that's so broken for the Knuckles level. You can jump, pause, and then jump, and then pause, and keep jumping,
no,
and pausing, and skip the whole level.
That's the Rise of Lyric.
Is that Rise of Lyric?
That's
okay.
Rise of Lyric.
When did that come out?
Rise of Weir came out on the Switch.
I don't think it was a Switch.
It was the Wii U. Wii U, yeah.
3.5 out of 5.
Yeah. That was the game that you can literally take Knuckles, like Mike said, and you can jump, pause, jump, pause, jump, pause, and
Sonic
skip.
Boom.
Sonic Boom, Rise of Lyric.
Sonic Boom.
Yeah. You literally skip the whole game with Knuckles because Knuckles is just broken.
Yeah, it's so funny to watch that like be played out.
There's actual videos of people like breaking down certain cutscenes where they just didn't animate certain things. Mm. They just like show up in frame. And they don't move for a few seconds, and you can see it when they slow down, like, frame by frame.
Mm-hmm.
And then they actually move, and then it's just, like, when Sonic's running at some point, Knuckles and, like, all of them aren't there. And then all of a sudden, like, a few frames in, they're just there, right behind him. That game's really messed up.
There's another Sonic, I think it's, is it Sonic Adventure, the first one, where you start the game. And you could put the controller down and not touch anything, and for the first half of the first level, it'll just play itself.
What? Really?
That might be.
I know Sonic Adventure Battle 2 had a lot of like auto runs.
Yeah, there's a lot of auto runs. That might be the first Sonic Adventure.
Because it had the whale in it.
Oh, that was Sonic Adventure 2.
Okay,
yeah.
You guys hear about Sonic 2020?
No.
Apparently, that's the Sonic game everyone's been wishing for since like Adventure Battle 2. It looks like it uses...
I thought it was Sonic VR was the one that everyone was wishing for.
Isn't Sonic VR just VR chat?
No, it's...
What's the Sonic one where it was like the pregnant Tails and you were giving birth?
I'm pretty sure that's Sonic...
What?
Have you seen that? Definitely off the record, off the books.
That's definitely not.
What is his name? Miles something? Tails is a... Tails, Miles.
Oh,
Tails.
That's... I'm not going to Google that.
Oh,
I'm not going to Google
type
that.
In pregnant.
Don't redact that.
Don't.
Anyway, so we've actually run out of time. So we'll leave you with looking up...
Don't.
with that.
Don't.
But I would like to have maybe one day talk about the movies of the Black Sheeps. The Black Sheeps of the movies. Flip that, reverse it. But because there is a lot of movies and shows that I'd like
Uno
to get
card
to.
Uno card reverse.
What?
Uno card reverse it.
Oh, I thought you said there was an Uno card game movie.
There could be if you count the Achievement Hunter one. It's called Uno the Movie.
Oh, he just played a draw four. That means he has to blah, blah, blah. Oh, he just played a counter score.
I love anime Uno.
But anyways.
Anime Uno.
Thank you guys for joining me today on this Region Nerd Alert. Went by so fast.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Sorry for the technical difficulties in the beginning with the notes, but thank you guys for coming. To my left, we have the
Thick Boy, 3Cs, 3Is, Instagram, Twitter, and Singularity Photography on Instagram.
Just go to Bandcamp from me, Olathovonalye. I do music. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Heather at DeliHams with 2 S's on Instagram and 1 S on Twitter.
All right. And I'm Jose Rodriguez. Ooh. No, I'm just kidding.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
No, you can find me at Lakeshore Public Radio. My full name and address is on there. But anyways.
Name and address.
You're listening to Region Nerd Alert. I'm Jose. Thank you for listening. Check us out on all platforms. And I'm out.